770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, by the way, if you find yourself driving outside of the broad range of our AM-FM capability on the News Talk Powerhouse here at WVNN, which would mean basically that you're getting outside of North Alabama, South Tennessee. I mean, it's pretty broad. But if you're getting going and you find yourself losing signal, just know that you can go on your smartphone to rightsideradio.org, and wherever you is, there we is, because all you got to do is click listen live. And we got folks in multiple states right now that are listening to the show. So it's got a broad scope, and the show has been growing by the day. And so anyway, we look forward to having you in the audience no matter where you are. There you are, there we are. Hey, listen, I tell you what, Copper, go ahead and get clip two ready, because I'm going to go to that pretty soon, I think. But so here's the deal. I just spent that whole time there talking about the wonder, the exceptionalism of our nation, and why I believe it is so important to have a great appreciation, a fondness, if you will, for who we are as a country. But one of the things that's happening in the news right now that I think is actually a threat to our nation's sovereignty is the fact that our southern border, y'all, is completely out of control. Completely out of control. And I'm not saying that like in some kind of sensationalistic, you know, oh, let me find some hyperbole here. I'm the radio host. I got to say things exciting. No, this is not even clickbait. This is legit, y'all. So here's a situation right now. Del Rio, Texas. If you haven't watched the news, I encourage you, just Google Del Rio, Texas bridge. All right. There's an international bridge that is part of the border crossing at Del Rio. It comes across the Rio Grande from, I believe it's, what's the name of it? Ciudad Acuña, I think, is the Mexican side. And then Del Rio, Texas is the U.S. side. And then there's this bridge that crosses over. Well, what is happening right now is streams of illegal immigrants are coming across right now, to the extent that under that bridge there is now an ad hoc refugee camp, if you will, that has literally exploded this week, in over 11,000 people are living under that bridge. That's not an estimate. That's not a guess. That's headcounts. And by the way, just 4 or 5 days ago, it was only a couple of thousand. What's happened is the Biden administration apparently chose to end deportations to Haiti. And the vast majority of these, believe it or not, the over 10,000, almost 11,000, are the vast majority of them are apparently Haitians trying to escape their country and the devastation they've been experiencing down there with earthquakes and hurricanes and economy and coups. Anyway, they're finding their way to Mexico, working their way north to the border, literally walking across in a never-ending stream of people, to the extent that in just days it has exploded because the word got out that the Biden administration won't send them home. I have no explanation for this. And then on top of that, to make it even more galling, the Biden administration realized that one of the only sources that was actually reporting it was Fox. And Fox was reporting this, and they were actually using drone footage. They were sending up their drone and getting camera footage of these huge groups that were huddled under the bridge. And then the FAA got involved and banned the use of drones near the international bridge for no reason. None. Except that what they didn't want happening was the news getting out. Well, today, the Texas Department of Public Safety said, well, forget that. You're overwhelming us. We'll just we'll let Fox borrow our helicopter. So Texas Department of Public Safety state trooper pilots flew the Fox crew up, and they got ungodly amounts of footage watching the never-ending stream of people walking across the Rio Grande. Well, this morning, last night, Senator Ted Cruz was on Fox. And clip two, Copper, let's go ahead. This is a tad over a minute long, but it is Senator Cruz talking to Sean Hannity last night and describing the unreal scene he was seeing. Go ahead, Copper.
We know the DOJ has been weaponized. Now the FAA is going to be weaponized?
It really is ridiculous. I've never seen anything like that. The drone footage started this morning, and people across the country were horrified, and I guess the political operatives at the Biden White House saw that and decided the last thing they want is Fox News actually reporting on what's happening down here. So now the FAA is saying, please, no journalists allowed. As you know, they did the same thing in the Donna tent facility in the Rio Grande Valley, where they wouldn't allow Fox News to come in when I brought 19 senators to the Rio Grande Valley. I had to go in with my cell phone and photograph and take videos. I'll tell you, I'm right there. That bridge is behind me. And I just finished going again with my cell phone, taking videos of what's happening there. It is the most horrific thing I've ever seen. There are right now, as we're speaking.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, sir.
Right now, as we're speaking, there are 10,503 people under that bridge.
10,503 people under that bridge last night. Today, the estimates have swelled it to well over 11,000. And the pictures defy comprehension. I have seen refugee camps in other places. And here's an odd part of my eclectic resume. Many of you know that I have a military background. Part of my military training, by the way, was in a certain aspect of largely special operations called civil affairs. And civil affairs deals with anything to do with civilians in the battlefield area. And then part of that is what they call displaced civilians, refugees, if you will. What do you do if you have mass migration in the middle of a battlefield? How do you handle the adjudication? How do you handle the care? How do you handle the safety? How do you handle the processing? How do you handle all of it? How do you get them out of the way, for one thing? How do you channelize the civilians outside of the typical lines of operation for the military movements? I'm just telling you right now, I'm seeing something that goes beyond anything that I've ever seen or had to study. When you've got a bridge, literally, where people are walking across the river and making their way into the United States illegally on a daily basis, and the Border Patrol is completely overwhelmed, and they are just camping out under that bridge, all they're doing is they're sitting down in the shade of that bridge with no food, no water, no medical facilities. Statistics would indicate that probably 10% or more of them are COVID positive. And they're literally just walking over here and then camping out, waiting for someone to come get them to process them into the United States. Because the Biden administration has decided that we have an open border and that Kamala Harris, for whatever reason, was put in charge of this, has chosen to do zilch. And when I talk about our nation and the sovereignty of our nation and the exceptionalism of it, well, we are a place where people want to go. It's obvious. But we also have to have a border. Because without a border, you're not a country. And right now, we don't have a southern border. Right now, Del Rio, Texas, might as well be part of Mexico. And the FAA banning drones, which I saw a headline right before the show started saying they may have gone back and recanted that. It was probably some bureaucrat who got scared. But nonetheless, it was done for a while. Explain that one, please, Biden administration. But what I'm saying right now is that southern border is ungodly out of control. And it's a health risk, it's a national security risk, and it's a big, hairy deal. And it threatens our sovereignty as a nation if you get down to it, because Texas is in the midst of what amounts to an invasion. All right, folks. Whew, that's a lot packed up at a time. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative. Oh, just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio on the biggest news talk station in North Alabama. This is the biggest show across the afternoons for North Alabama. That's right, Right Side Radio. We got the best audience, too. Bunch of Right Side Ruffians, we like to call them. T-shirts are in. We're figuring out how to get those up on the website so you can place your orders if you want to. Copper and I are both sporting our shirts today. Mine, I've got one on the back of it. It says Solid Conservative and Just Plain Right. We got another one that says proud to be a Right Side Ruffian. So yes, the right side swag copper is available very soon to the public.
Nice. Yeah, you brought me the goodies today.
I did.
The chocolate, the shirt, a book. I'm loaded now.
It's basically it's like your Right Side uniform, your Right Side rations, and your Right Side reading.
Yep.
All in one place. There you go. Well, we got to take care of the Right Side team. That's what
appreciate
I say.
Appreciate that.
So, hey, listen, southern border, I'm going to wrap this up, but I got to tell you this, though. There's breaking news right now. Breaking news here, 2:37 p.m. on September 17th. Breaking news right now coming out of the Pentagon. Totally separate subject, but I got to tell you, since I've been talking about this, I've been talking about Afghanistan on a regular basis. I am not letting that topic go. But the Pentagon has admitted, as of just the last few minutes, that it did, in fact, in that, you remember that drone strike, the one that they said, ISIS-K, we've killed ISIS-K. And the Pentagon even described who it was. They said it was two members, one was a planner and one was a facilitator, and that they were bombers, and it was part of the strategic strike back for the bombing that killed 13 service members at the Kabul airport. Well, the Pentagon just admitted, literally, that the strike actually killed 10 civilians who were not ISIS targets at all. That's amazing to me, because the President of the United States told us emphatically that what he did was strike back at ISIS and that it was ISIS-K members who were taken out. And then the Pentagon went and had a press conference in which Major General, Hank Wagner, I think, the public affairs officer for the Pentagon, who identified them, not only did he identify that they were ISIS-K, he said that they had enough intel to label the two individuals, one as a planner, one was a facilitator. This is like the Keystone Cops are running this place right now. I mean, I cannot figure out. I mean, Charlene and I had a discussion just last night. It's almost as if they are intentionally trying to tear down the country the way they're I mean, the southern border, I mean, just taking this one, just in this one spot, Del Rio, Texas, 11,000 refugees, if you will, just illegal immigrants camped out under a bridge waiting for the overworked Border Patrol, the Pentagon, the complete Afghanistan debacle. And now they've admitted that the strike back, the drone strike, that it didn't kill ISIS-K, not ISIS-K. It was the Pentagon killing 10 civilians. Folks, I'm just telling you, this is, it's disheartening on the one hand. We got to take this back. We have got to take this back. I love this country too much to let this continue on. We have got to take this back. Every election matters. I don't care if you're considering who you'll vote on for dog catcher, for your local constable. I don't care who it is, a county commissioner, a school board member, governor, president. Every election matters, because what we're seeing right now, and I know there are some who would argue, well, Phil, it's fine, but the election was actually stolen, and there's a great deal of potential discussion on that. Set it all aside for the moment. Just know this: we got to take it back, got to, because what we're seeing right now is a debacle of the highest order in every capacity of government, every single capacity of government. Seems to be a debacle right now. Like they couldn't find their backside with both hands. Anyway, well, listen, I want to switch gears for a minute. We got a guest coming on, and by the way, I'm going to come back to that Afghanistan thing. I want to talk about women's rights, because I think one of the things that's important when I get back to it later in the show is that we keep in mind the various aspects of why it's so awful that the Taliban are now in charge. And so I will come back and unpack that some more, because, and today I want to focus on women's rights, because what's happening already to women in Afghanistan is heartbreaking, and it's basically of the Biden administration's own making. But I want to switch gears for a minute. We got a guest coming at the top of the hour that I'm excited about. I spoke to him earlier this morning just to kind of get ourselves ready and line up, make sure I knew him. But Dr. Jordan Vaughn will be on the show. He is the owner of a multiple medical clinics in the Birmingham area called MedHelp. He has over 200 employees. He's treated over 150,000 patients in the last year. This is no small fry. This is a major operation. And Dr. Jordan Vaughn is going to make some very clear statements, I believe, as to the use of monoclonal antibodies and the ability to prescribe additional medications that the press would love for you to believe are just like horse dewormers and stuff like that. But ivermectin, Regeneron, why are we shortchanging our treatment options is his position. And by the way, he's not anti-vax. He's going to be on the show talking about the fact that he believes it's an all-of-the-above policy we need to have. And he, as a medical doctor, thinks he knows a lot better than a bureaucrat. And I agree with him. I didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. I'm not a doctor, but that sounds like common sense to me. And so he's going to be on the show talking about it. So let's talk about a few things, though, that have happened in COVID world, all right? In COVID world, in recent months, it's gotten really weird. In fact, recent days, in fact, this basically every day changes. But it's gotten kind of weird. One of the things that has happened right now, by the way, is that we are seeing a complete shift in the ability of the state to receive monoclonal antibody treatments. And if you're not familiar, it's basically, it's an infusion that you can receive early. Now, some are trying to get it prophylactically, but it's really designed, ideally, as an antibody treatment that provides an extra dose of strength, if you will, to your body to resist the onset of COVID. And the best time to get it is apparently this antibody treatment is when you have first been diagnosed with the infection. Because if you can get it early, I believe that the doctor will confirm this later, if you can get it early, it helps prevent the onset of the major symptoms. It slows the growth of the virus, if you will. And so the weird thing that's happened is President Biden promised he was going to be increasing antibody shipments. I didn't say that. He said that. Copper, you got clip four ready? Give me the high sign when you're ready on clip four. He said antibody treatments are coming. He is working it. He is making sure we have them. Guess what changed? Everything. Go ahead and play clip four.
Tonight, I'm announcing we will increase the average pace of shipment across the country of free monoclonal antibody treatments by another 50%. Tonight.
Nope, he didn't. In fact, I'm looking right now at a story by Mike Kaysen, one of the few reporters that I really respect over at AL.com, who literally says that right now there is an unusual restriction on the supply of antibodies. Monoclonal antibodies, they are now 30% less than what they were. The interesting piece of this is they appear to be restricting them to states or from states that have had more conservative policies and typically more Republican leadership. I mean, can you imagine? What is that about? So here we are looking at monoclonal antibodies being one of the treatments, and yet they're withholding. I'm looking at another article right now that came off townhall.com. And it was published, the 17th? Yeah, it was published yesterday. Yesterday afternoon while I was on the air, this came out. Townhall.com. President Biden has repeated his attacks on Republican-led states. This is President Biden, who says, the governors of Florida and Texas are doing everything they can to undermine the life-saving requirements that I have proposed. Well, you heard the president's voice a minute ago. He was going to increase monoclonal antibody shipments by 50%. Nope. Now we got an article on AL.com published today at 1:32 p.m. that says, it appears that we're 30% less than we were expecting. Well, he went on to say that in Texas and Florida and truthfully also Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, that we are getting less. The Biden administration's withholding of life-saving monoclonal antibody treatments, according to the article on Town Hall, combining with the CDC's directive for pharmacies to stop filling prescriptions of ivermectin, is clear evidence that Joe Biden is playing politics with the lives of Americans simply because of the state in which they live. Folks, we don't have time to mess around with this. COVID is real. I get it. And I have said all along, I am not anti-vax, but I am anti-mandate. And the idea that they're going to mandate vaccines but then restrict your access to other opportunities for treatment is absolutely antithetical to common sense. It smacks of tyranny. It's literally this is what government run healthcare looks like. We'll decide what's good for you. Who are you? Well, I'm the bureaucrat that signs off on it. Mr. Bureaucrat, do you have a medical degree? No. And yet the doctors are saying, hey, where's that treatment you said you're going to send us? Well, there's more things happening, by the way. So as we look at this, you know what they're trying to do, in my opinion, is drive people to the vaccine. They're trying to drive people to the vaccine by restricting their options for other treatments, and then they can say it was only the vaccine that caused the reduction in COVID cases. Because what defeats their narrative is if other medications are also available and people are staying out of the hospitals. It defeats their narrative entirely. Because then it's not just the vaccine. So, but yet doctors don't care about only using one treatment. Doctors care about getting you what you need to get well. I'm looking at another article right here, too, talking about the punitive measures being brought. Washington Post. Oh, yeah, I did go there. It's the Washington Post. Forgive me. But the Washington Post has an op-ed today that says that unvaccinated people should be seen as being as bad as drunk drivers. Huh? I'm just saying, no, first of all, let's keep this in mind. Driving is a privilege. Drunk driving is a crime. Vaccinations are a choice. Last I checked, you had a right to say you do or do not want medical treatment. But they went on to say, and by the way, the lady who wrote this op-ed is Liana Wynn, who's the former head of Planned Parenthood. I know, I'm looking at Copper. She got that whole, she just like basically almost had a facepalm moment there. But she says that remaining unvaccinated in public should be considered as bad as drunken driving. She wanted that both can cause substantial mortality. Deaths due to coronavirus far outstrip those due to drunk driving. What an idiot. But anyway, that's the kind of thing that we're facing, folks, is that the lies perpetrated by the pro-mandate crowd are getting thicker and thicker by the day. Well, listen, we're going to head to that short break we got to take. I'm going to talk about this a little bit more because there's actually some things coming. You got some legislators right now in Alabama that are trying to do some things to sort of push back on this. Of course, our AG is also doing the same. But, folks, I'm just telling you, I am not anti-vax, but I am pro-liberty. That's the stand that I take. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Here on WVNN, we will be right back. AM 92 FM WVNN. That is the station. Right Side Radio. That is the show. Phil Williams, I'm the host. And look, we're glad you're with us. It's a full day. I was talking right before the last break about the fact that, COVID world, all the things that are happening. One of the crazy things that's happening right now is that President Biden himself, I played you his clip, President Biden himself said, I'm going to be increasing the amount of antibody treatments that are sent out. And that what happened? Well, his Federal Department of Health and Human Services decided, no, actually, we're going to come up with a different way, a different formula. I'll let Dr. Jordan Vaughn explain that formula to you a little bit after the first of the hour. But they changed the formula, and suddenly Alabama is actually getting 30% less. How does that work out? I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with politics. But there's other things that are happening. By the way, we're going to have some breaking news. I will tell you this. My buddy Matt Clark from the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty is going to be calling in now at 3:30 with some breaking news about a major hospital here in the state of Alabama that did have a vaccine mandate and just suddenly pulled it back after they got a demand letter from the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty. I'll let Matt help that story get broken. But the press release just went out. I mean, I'm talking this news is fresh. You should be hearing it first on this show. And if you're a healthcare provider working at a major hospital and you're under a vaccine mandate, just understand this. There's apparently another major, major hospital that may be hiring because they're not going to require mandates. Other things are happening, though, right now. So here's something interesting. Now, I don't know where it's going to go because every bill that gets filed doesn't necessarily get passed. I know that for a fact. I spent 8 years in the Alabama State Senate. Some of the best ideas never even get out of committee, which is a crying shame. And then sometimes, every good idea is not necessarily a good idea. But here's one that's interesting. There's an Alabama bill. It's already been pre-filed. Pre-filed meaning it's poised and ready to go into action as soon as the legislative session starts. But this bill is being sponsored by Representatives Tommy Haynes of Scottsboro, Andrew Sorrell of Muscle Shoals, and Arnold Mooney of Birmingham, three of the most conservative members of the Alabama State House, two of which I believe got 100% scores on our Alabama Policy Institute legislative scorecard. But these three state lawmakers have filed a bill already that would allow for workers to be able to sue their employers for any adverse reaction that they receive from being mandated to get a COVID-19 vaccination. In other words, if your boss says you're going to get vaccinated whether you want to or not, or you're going to lose your job, and you make a decision based upon having to feed your family or pay your bills or keep your career or not lose your retirement, and you decide, I got no choice. I got to get the vaccination. and then you have an adverse reaction to it or an injury or you suffer some form of disability, which, by the way, is all very rare. And I do admit that. But being rare doesn't mean it doesn't happen. And if somebody makes you take a shot you didn't want to take and you experience one of these rare but actual injuries or disabilities that comes from it, then you would have the ability then to sue that employer if this bill passes. And should the employee then also die from the vaccine, the family would be allowed to sue the employer for wrongful death. That's big doings, folks. I can tell you right now, the business community is going to be up in arms if this bill even gets out of committee. I suspect fully right now that the Business Council of Alabama, who I have aligned with many times because I'm very pro-business, I believe in economic development. I look for opportunities to expand economic growth and jobs in the state of Alabama quite often. That was my niche when I was a state senator. But I also know that sometimes those interests can override common sense. And the Business Council of Alabama has yet to come out and say much about President Biden's vaccine mandates. In fact, all they said on Twitter the other day, and I'll double check it, make sure it's still there. But all they said on Twitter the other day was they were reviewing the policy. Reviewing the policy? How about a tepid response there, BCA? But the BCA is reviewing the policy. Well, I got news. The BCA is going to be reviewing this bill if it gets out of committee, and they're going to be fighting back because they don't want their people getting sued. But the Trial Lawyers Association is probably licking their lips over this one. But folks, anyway, this is the kind of thing that's going to happen. If they're going to mandate you get a shot you did not want, and then you suffer injury or loss because of it, then shouldn't you have your day in court? Potentially so, yes. Now, I was very much in favor of another bill that kept you getting sued for frivolous lawsuits because someone claims they got COVID at your business. That's a different story altogether. There's no one mandating you attend that business. In this case, your job, if they're mandating it, yeah, that's a problem. All right, folks, we got a guest coming on. You're going to want to hear Dr. Jordan Vaughn. He'll be with us at the top of the hour. We're gonna literally have a great conversation about all the things available to you in an all-of-the-above type treatment for COVID. And also things like, why are antibodies being limited in the state of Alabama? We'll figure that out too. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We got plenty more where that came from. We'll be right back.